And my name is Sachiko Gotanda, and I like to be called Sachi.
I'm Nisei, second generation.
I grew up in East LA.
Okay. And do you know how your parents ended up there?
When we came out of camp, and I was born in camp, so I was towards the end of the war. Mm-hmm. I know we rented, and my parents always wanted to have their own house because we were renting. Mm-hmm.
So then my father and my mother found this house on First Street. It was a little small back house. That's where we first started living in East LA. And at that time, I guess my father didn't want to be a dishwasher any longer. He's always been kind of a person that would work for himself. And he enlisted the help of his uncle, the only one we had in the United States. His name was Yukawa. Uncle Yukawa, that's all I remember.
So let me back up. Where do you think your father got the idea?
Okay, getting back to that. So in looking up the log of where my brother was born, of the internees of that time, this one name came up. His name was Abe. We called him Abe-san, A-B-E. So we looked him up, and he was, and they also put down where they came from. And so he came from San Bernardino. It was located on there. And so we think, okay, that when my father had to go out on these, I don't know, they were fruit or vegetable picking trips, all the men would have to leave the camp and they would be gone for a month. That's what my mother said. And then they would get paid for that, but they would come back. And I'm thinking that during those days, you know, when they're all together, they're talking about what they're going to do later, that could have possibly sparked some idea for him, because Abe-san later became one of his customers in San Bernardino, and a good friend, and he owned a market. He ran a market there. So, but he didn't have fish. So that could have been it. We don't know where the idea really came from, but we know that knowing him, he knew he didn't want to wash dishes and he wanted to do something on his own. I mean, being not being a citizen, it was very difficult. Right, and then having a family, he couldn't go back to school for anything. So he had to, you know, had to feed us. So somehow he came up with this idea, and he got this truck, which is different from what I understand might have been trucks of later years. He had a built-in ice compartment built into the truck that was all stainless steel, and it had locking doors. And then he would go early in the morning down to LA, downtown LA, get the ice, probably go to the fish market, get the fish, and then he would go off on his route.
What do you remember about the truck in terms of what it looked like? I mean, you showed me a photo earlier of you and your brother sitting in the car.
Right.
So, like, what do you remember about the truck?
I always remember the fish compartment, but I do remember that he, in later years, he had shelves built in past the refrigerated section. Okay, there was a wall. I remember that, and then he had shelves put in on the sides, and they would hold all the canned goods. They would hold all the things like sembe, that would be rice crackers. The back had a wall that separated the refrigerator compartment from the rest of the truck. I would say probably the middle. My brother remembers the shelves because my brother would go with him, my father. My father would make him go on summer vacations, go with him, and he would remember that my father would always be yelling at him to get the consommé. That's what they call canned goods. And so he had the shelves with canned goods, rice crackers, you know, sembe, dried, I think they, in those days, they sold the dried shrimp in little bags, things like that, that the, all the shelves held, plus the rice.
So basically, what your father had was a mobile market, right? So
yes, he did.
Yeah.
But like I said, at first it started with the fish market, mm-hmm. and then it grew, I guess, because of demand for what his customers wanted. Okay, so I don't know when he picked up the March Air Force Base. I don't know when it was. It probably was in like maybe the 1950 or something, when I guess the troops coming back. He picked up the route where he would service the Japanese war brides, okay, that were married to, that came back to March Air Force Base, that were married to Army people. And so they were very good customers with him because they missed their home. They missed their food. And so he had these customers that he also made friends with. And I remember one time, I must have been about 12, okay? And so that would put it in, that would put us in 1950 something. But they all came over, the war brides and their husbands, and they made mochi the real way. Because my father had the mallet, and then he had the granite stone thing. And my mother, would cook the rice, and they had it. She had these big tall cans to steam the mochi, and they just had a great time, and they did it the old way, singing, you know, every time they pounded, just like and so I think the war brides, they really enjoyed that, his company. I mean, having to be with someone that they could relate to for back home.
Why was his route so far inland as opposed to, he could have been servicing Los Angeles, right?
That's what we're trying to figure that out, but we think it's because of his connections in camp. That's what we think. I mean, he not only had this customers, but they were also friends. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if Abe-san was the same Abe-san, which we think was in Crystal City with him, I mean, you're talking a friendship of how many years?
Now, why are you so certain that he was the first?
Because I have never heard of anyone else servicing that area.
And how long did he do this for? Like, when did he stop?
About 1958, somewhere around there.
Mm. And do you know why he stopped?
They're tired. He was tired, and my mom was tired, and they wanted to open up a grocery store.